Oklahoma may have been an electoral stronghold for former President Donald Trump, but the state's Democrats are celebrating the start of the Joe Biden and Kamala Harris administration. The state Democratic Party held a virtual press conference after the inauguration on Wednesday. Here's Congressional District 1 Chair Twan Jones.
We're proud that we have a president now that believes in the United States of America and not a president who has no moral compass.
Amanda Swope chairs the Tulsa County Democratic Party.
It's beautiful to see women in America reach new heights in leadership. It was great to see the diversity that was there.
State Party Chair Alicia Andrews says there's still housekeeping to be done, though.
President Biden made a call for unity. Though I support our new president, I call for unity after accountability.
Andrews acknowledges after Trump incited his supporters to attack the Capitol, millions of Americans and many Oklahomans still believe the lie that Trump didn't lose.
I want to say shame on them. It has been decided. And the fact that we have a thing that we call the big lie rests squarely with the Republican Party, both nationwide and here in Oklahoma.
The Oklahoma Republican Party did not respond to multiple requests for comment on whether or not they acknowledge Joe Biden was the winner of a free and fair American election. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.